Blog Talk Radio.
In the beginning was the beat, and the beat was the rhythm of God, and the rhythm of God is the harmony of humanity, and where there is harmony, there is peace.
Welcome, family, to the Thursday night Uplifting Us call, and we invite all of you to listen, take note, and join the conversation. And tonight's topic is unity. Learn the what, when, how, and why, and we will get involved with that conversation as soon as the drum finishes up.
The drum.
Yes, we are the drum, calling our people to self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty. Again, welcome to Dare to Win. This is the Us Lifting Us weekly radio program that airs every Thursday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Dare to Win is a place where we have sobering conversation about the economic plight of our people and the imperative that we build a global economic machinery that will free us and contribute to our wholeness. To join the conversation by telephone, you can reach us at 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789, and press the number 1 on your keypad when you have a comment or to ask a question. If you want to join us by computer, you can go to www.usliftingus.com. That's www.usliftingus.com. And when you get to the home page, you look for the gold bar that says radio. You click on that Ulu radio tab, and then scroll down where you see a globe with the headphones, and you click on Listen Live. And we definitely invite you to join the conversation. My name is Brother Thurman, and I'm the host of this evening's conversation. And joining us this evening is Sister Nanana, who is a Ulu board member. Sister Nanana, please greet our listening audience.
Thank you so much, Brother Thurman. I truly appreciate being here, and I'm excited to have the opportunity to do some sharing this evening and to have some dialogue with our listening audience. So I'm in a space of being thankful for the opportunity. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Ashe. Well, Sister Nalana, let's get started with this evening's topic, unity. Learn the what, when, how, and why. Perhaps a good way to start would be for you to tell us why you chose this topic.
Well, certainly, and thank you for leading into the subject with giving me an opportunity to talk about why choosing this topic was really meaningful to me, and that's an excellent way to start. I chose to speak on unity this evening because unity, or some of, you know, in the community are using the term umoja, which is also appropriate. This has been the focal point or the foundation, the literal foundation of every major movement or revolt or revolution that has ever gained even a small measure of success for our people. It has always started with a unified effort or around a galvanized around unity. For example, Marcus Garvey promoted unity via his race first philosophy, thereby being able to amass thousands, literally thousands of African descended people worldwide to come together under the UNIA. Mulana Karinga made unity the very first principle of Kwanzaa when he created the Kwanzaa celebration for us, because without unity, he knew that we could never redeem ourselves and move forward in a meaningful manner. Another example, Kwame Nkrumah, who was a true visionary. He saw the vision of power and total self-sufficiency that Africa is truly destined to have when all of the currently separate states or countries come together and unite in Africa. So a lot of what Kwame Nkrumah was working for and striving to achieve was around unity. Every single successful rebellion or initiative for change for us as Black African descended people, whether it was Toussaint Louverture in Haiti, Nat Turner here in the U.S., or Nanny of the Maroon in Jamaica would be another example. Every single one of these rebellions or revolts to bring about change and to free us had to develop a critical mass initially, or a unified group, before they could move forward. And so unity is literal, in my opinion, is the launching pad that we need to start from in order to create the change that we need. So when I started looking at that history and really digesting it and thinking about it, I thought to myself, this is a subject that deserves being addressed and certainly deserves some airtime on this Dare to Win program. So that's why I wanted to address the subject of unity this evening. And thank you for asking that question.
Yes, you're welcome. And you're so right, that subject of unity, there's a deficiency in delving into that. And you begin to give some sort of definition, but can you go further into, give us some more meaning of and some references or even cultural, historical references to that word unity? What is it?
Okay. Yeah, it's always a good starting point to have a definition as a foundation and a background for kind of unpacking any subject that we're talking about. So certainly, Brother Thurman, to start with, I judge that it's important to acknowledge, first of all, some of the major components of unity. And what I'm talking about when I say components of unity, I'm talking about family, community, nation, and race. These are some of the basic or the major basic pieces that we're looking to achieve healing around and to create unity in. We're achieving commitment and oneness within each of those societal groups that I just mentioned, the family, the community, the nation, and the race. We are achieving commitment and oneness within each of those categories, as well as building a single wholeness that will bind all four of those together as one. In other words, the family becomes strong first and then binds and meshes into community, and then the community, as it strengthens, meshes into a nation, and the nation is all tied together around that concept of who we are, our culture, our race. So taking it one step further, in Kiswahili, the word umoja actually means to stay together or staying together is the actual meaning of that word. Now, of course, looking at this definition coming directly from an indigenous African perspective, this assumes that no division has taken place. And in the ancient African cultures, I believe that umoja definitely could apply and should apply. However, I also think that the term unity is more appropriate for us here in the situation that we're in, because we have actually been divided and are in the process of uniting or becoming whole once again. So my personal perspective on the question of unity is that we will be united when a large and a powerful mass of African descended people moves from the concept of unity and actually moves into the practical demonstration. And that demonstration would come about through continuous participation in cooperative ventures that are focused on our economic security, our physical safety, and our overall health and well-being. So it's at this point, when we have these types of efforts happening, that we will actually experience unity. Once again, we have to have that continuous participation in order to have unity. So this is what family-centered economics is all about. So the what in our discussion tonight, Brother Thurman, the what that I think applies here is the Us Lifting Us power model. It is the tool. It is the actual blueprint or the tool that will lead us to unity and thereby making it possible for us to have economic stability. The reason that this will happen and is already starting to take shape and happen now is because the ULU power model has been designed specifically for Black African descended people. It's designed specifically for us. And when I say us, I mean us on a global basis. It encompasses pooling our intellectual and financial resources. It entails profit sharing, as well as building intergenerational wealth. So that's the model that I am convinced is going to get us to the point of unity and where we need to be in order to totally make a turnaround in the circumstances that we find ourselves in now. And I hope that answers your question. And you may have a comment or a response to that as well.
Yes. Well, you've given a very good explanation of the unity and historical reference of that, and how when you made a distinction between Umoja and unity, and why focusing on unity, considering what's been done to us. And family members, we definitely invite you to join the conversation, and you can reach us at 929-477-2789, 929-477-2789, and press the 1 on your keypad on your telephone when you got a comment or a question. And you said it earlier that this is a very necessary conversation that we delve deeply into, so that we've got a greater clarity as to what we must do and also what things are keeping us away from unity. It's not just there's a reason why we either come together or a reason why we're not together. So let's, before we go any further at this moment, let's just take a very short music break, and then we will come back and continue with the conversation. Family, we want to continue the conversation. And Sister Nanana, you were talking about the what of unity. And at some point, I'm expecting that you're going to go from the what into the when. And so is there any further message that you want to go into concerning the what before you move into the when?
Well, thank you for asking for that opportunity to take another look at the what of unity. The one thing that I would add is that without the unity that is provided for us through the Ulu power model, I think our options are very limited in terms of how we can successfully move forward in the economic arena. And so I strongly support what we're doing in Ulu and the need, very strong need in my perception, for us to understand that in order for this wheel to turn and in order for things to get going, that we cannot take, and when I'm saying we, I'm saying all of us, cannot afford to take a passive role, that we all need to seek and look for active roles to play. And that is what will lead us to the successful turnaround that we need to have. So the what is having that global economic base that is going to ensure that we are able to meet our needs and that we will not be dictated to by others who would much rather have us in a position of subservience.
Good word. Good word.
Yeah.
Yes. And I like the way that you emphasize how we must be in a. You said earlier we have to have a continuous participation. And I definitely appreciate that. Yes. All right.
For sure.
Give us some more. We got this economic model. Take us further, Sister Nanana.
Well, thank you. And when I thought about this subject and the what, the when, the how, and everything associated with it, it seemed very appropriate to me to divide it into those categories. So now that I've talked a bit around the basics of what unity is, I would like to move on and talk about a piece that I don't think we really often delve into as deeply as we should, and that is the when. Timing is important. And the whole piece around when must come to play. That must come to the forefront in our psyches. So I'm going to go ahead and open up that section of the dialogue in this next piece to talk about when. So timing is very important. And timing contributes to, or it can detract from, our success and our ability to be successful in this initiative. Plainly said, the time is now. That's as simply as I can put it. The time is now. We do not have the luxury of having leisurely advancement into the arena of economic stability. We need to have that, and we need to have it on as much of a near future time frame as possible. We must move now to create the economy that we want to have and place ourselves in the superior position to control the dollars of our community through implementing the Ulu model. It absolutely must happen in the very near future. Now, the coronavirus has created hardships. It has created suffering, and certainly there have been deaths that have been attributed to the coronavirus. However, coronavirus has also opened the way for us to unite for self-preservation. This is an opportune time for us to come together. We are now living in a new reality where the economy and our relationship with money and the economic structure will never, ever, ever be the same, because the U.S. is no longer a world power. And so that affects us globally. It affects all ULU members around the globe, the shift that has happened with the U.S. power structure. The other thing is that digital currency is becoming prominent in the economic arena. And so we need to start understanding digital currency and understanding how that can be an advantage for us in creating our own economy. We absolutely must keep up. The loss of jobs that has occurred, this provides us with a very painful but a much-needed motivation to act now or forever be at the mercy of literally anyone else who chooses to dominate or exploit us by commandeering our labor and draining money from our communities. The way that happens is by others coming into our communities and simply offering jobs. There is absolutely no logical reason to wait or to hold back from taking matters into our own hands and implementing an economic system specifically designed to take care of our needs and the needs of our specific future generations. Our response to coronavirus absolutely has to be a heightened determination and concern for the future, to the extent that we should actually be outraged at our current circumstances. We should be outraged at some of the treatment that we have received, to the extent that we would once again pull together, that we would come together and unify in a united effort to ensure our own safety. In other words, instead of looking for someone else to take care of us, that we would figure out ways to take care of ourselves. I think it's been demonstrated to us over and over and over again, the government is not going to do that. We must do it in our own communities. So there are no options other than to perish. Either we come together and figure out ways to take care of ourselves, or we literally leave ourselves open to no longer exist going forward. So for me, it's very plain and very simple that the answer to the question when, the time is now. That's the answer to that question. And thank you for giving me the leeway to express that the time is definitely now, not at some point in the future.
You're so right, Sister Nanana. Thank you for that. And family members, don't forget that take notes for sure. Listen and take notes. And if you have questions or comments, you can call us at 929-477-2789, 929-477-2789, and press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. And Sister Nanana, you said as you are dealing with the when and the answer. Among the answers is the time is now. And you said we should be outraged. And my mind was just reflecting on we should be outraged. And what kind of and what came to my mind is what kind of changes would we be making right now if we were properly outraged? And perhaps if you're okay with it, before we you delve into your response to that, we have a couple of callers that have questions or comments. Are you want to go right ahead and take them before you respond?
Sure. Yes. Let's hear what our listeners have comments and questions on.
Okay. Caller with the last four numbers, 3619. 3619, please give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, yes. My name is Lamar, calling from South Georgia. And what I saw on your Facebook page that the topic was going to be unity. I didn't know that you all would be diving into the Ulu model again, but I thought it was. But nonetheless, it's all kind of pertinent to what I want to ask. I'd just like to know, what do you all think of the reparation movement now within this country amongst Black America, and the way, and it's even becoming a political, a relevant political issue. So, any thoughts on the current reparations movement?
Sister Nanana?
Well, thank you. Yes, thank you for that question, and it does fit into our subject of unity this evening as well. And the Ulu model is certainly a tool and a process that we can use, and that is designed around helping to unify us. But your question as far as my personal thoughts concerning the reparations movement, I believe that there is value and validity in that particular initiative. When you think about any other situation where people have been severed from their culture, when they have been captured, when they have been forced into servitude, those people, all of them, have been given some degree or some measure or opportunity to be made whole again and to make up for the enslavement that they have endured. And so we as a race of people should not be treated any differently. Certainly via the transatlantic slave trade, we have endured much that we cannot just readily go back and recapture. So the whole idea around reparations is to provide that repair. So I am supportive of that concept, and I give high accolades to those who have been working diligently to achieve reparations for us. I think it's entirely appropriate.
Okay. Any particular thoughts about the specific ADOS movement as it pertains to what's going on with reparations? Because that's the movement that's kind of galvanized the new generation.
I'm sorry, you faded out for a minute. The Mississippi.
No, I said the ADOS movement, because that's the movement that's kind of galvanized the new generation around this old topic of reparations. ADOS, American Descendants of Slaves. Are you familiar?
I have heard of the American Descendants of Slaves, and what I would like to see is all of those who are working in the arena of reparations, I would like to see them unify. So I would like to see all of those groups and organizations who are working in the reparations arena to come together at some point and sit down and say, how can we support each other so that we are making one concerted effort? And it is, you know, it's not unusual that that the younger generation might see things differently or use some different approaches than the older generation, but that doesn't mean that they can't work together. And so, you know, that's what I see going forward, that no one single movement should dominate in terms of us receiving reparations and how that actually reparations comes about. I think there's validity in all of them. My concern is when they all start working separately instead of together.
Okay. Well, I won't take up too much more of your time. Thanks. And I'll probably be calling back in the near future. I think it may be a good topic for you all to probably broach on one of your Thursday night calls, because there's a lot of energy going on around there. I know there's other callers. Can't wait to hear their questions. Thanks again.
Well, thank you. And if you have particular topics that you want to hear about, you can always let us know. Feel free to communicate with us at info@usliftingus.com. That's our email address. Or you can leave a message for us at 404-592-2780 and let us know what topics you'd like to hear about or that you'd like to have dialogue on, and we'll certainly follow through on that. So thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much, caller, and Sister Nanana, you provided some very good responses to caller's question. I most certainly appreciate it. And we do have another caller with the last four numbers, 6050. Please give us your name. Tell us where you're calling from with your question or comment.
Yeah, Patrick. Right now I'm calling you from Toronto, Canada. Good evening.
Okay.
Great discussion, by the way. I wanted to talk about, you know, I think there's a lot of efforts going on, and I think, you know, in a lot of these efforts, I think the first thing you have to do is you have to figure out what it is you want, like the end state. So no matter whether we're talking about reparations or other things, you have to. And I'm assuming that this is being done somewhere, so I'm just bringing it up. But, you know, with all the different organizations or groups that are about to start, I just think it's critical to figure out what it is you want first. Because over the years, there's been a lot of talk, but we've never figured out, or I've never heard anyone articulate what it is that we really have figured out that we want. What's the end state? What does it look like? So if we look at even the people activities that Neely Fuller put out, you know, education, entertainment, economics, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war, where all of those things, which one do we want to affect, and what does the end state look like? No matter how pie in the sky, so that we now have something in which we can build a plan and work towards. Over the years, there's been a lot of talk of, like, education. And then you hear a lot of people say, well, we need better education. But I don't think I've ever heard, what does better education look like specifically? I mean, you don't have to get down deep in the weeds, but with some specific. And on a national stage, at least over the years in the media that I've heard, when we've talked about these things, I've never heard a specific description of what that looks like. What do the schools look like? What kind of technology is in there? What does the curriculum look like? Early stage curriculum, you know, middle school, high school, that type of thing. And as far as cryptocurrency, because I've always been in technology, so as far as cryptocurrency or digital currencies are concerned, you still have to go through the same process, because the parameters in which you would build or your own cryptocurrency is still centered around what it is you're trying to do. So what market cap do you want, are you trying to achieve? What type of, you know, what is the total coin count you're trying to get? You know, how much you're trying to price it at? It all is based on what it is that you're trying to do. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on people getting together behind closed doors, or even now at a high level on Zoom in small groups saying, okay, an education, what does this look like? What are we trying to achieve? What's the best, what's the pie in the sky utopian education system that we want one day so that we have something to work towards? Yeah, just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yes, Brother Patrick, thank you for the questions and comments, and we're going to let Sister Nanana take that, and we just need to just open, keep the line open. Thank you so much, and you raised some very valid points. Sister Nanana?
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your input, Patrick, and identifying what the end goal is, what the objective or the mission is in any initiative is certainly key to being able to have a successful outcome. I totally agree with you in that respect. As far as the arena of education, you know, I can't comment on that to a really large extent because the, you know, our main concern at Us Lifting Us is the economic arena. One of the things that I can share with you, however, that I've heard from some of those who are involved in the arena of education is that they want our young people who would be educated in a new system of education to be able to be critical thinkers and to be revolutionary thinkers and to not see themselves as going through a process so whereby at the end of the process, the main objective is to groom them to be able to go out and get a job. That is one of the major things that we are trying to steer away from, but to educate them in such a way that they understand that they have full ability to create, to literally be a creator and to create whatever environment they want to live in. So in the economic arena, the cooperative economic arena, where I can speak more intelligently on that, the goals that we are striving for in Us Lifting Us is around every single individual who is an active member in the co-op to have a above average standard of living and to be able to provide that not only just for that individual, but for the entire community that's involved. We want economic stability for our communities and for our families. And that's something that we don't have right now. So, you know, just to capsulize it and put it in a nutshell, that's one of the things that we're striving for. The other thing is creating generational wealth, which is something that because of the fact that we have literally been interrupted in our normal living process with the advent of slavery and various other actions supported, you know, by racism, that we have not been able to achieve that we want to have generational wealth because we know that without generational wealth, which is tied to land and property and ownership, that we simply stay in the same position that we're in financially. So those are a couple of the major goals that I can share with you that that the ULU economic plan is moving towards. But yes, I entirely support your position that before making a move, you have to have a goal and know where you're headed and what it is that you want to achieve. And you really have to be sure that what you're achieving is going to be beneficial and bring resolution to the issue that you're trying to resolve. And so establishing cooperative businesses globally, we see that as being major solution to our economic issues that we have, not just here in the United States, but for us as African descended people everywhere. And there are examples of co-ops that have done that around the globe. And so we know that it works. And we have a history of doing that here in the U.S. We have had several cooperative communities that we've built, and we know that we prosper under cooperative economics. We do not prosper under capitalism. We prosper under cooperative economics. And so that's what we're striving to establish and to move forward with. So I hope that's a response that is beneficial in terms of the question that you asked. And thank you for the question.
I agree. Thank you, Sister Nanana, and thank you, Brother Patrick. And I hope that everyone heard what you said, Sister Nanana, and with regard to his question about what we want a cooperative economics model and to get out of participating in the brutal capitalistic model. And in terms of some of the end state, Sister Nanana mentioned it, leaving legacies and into many generations. And that would also include what she could elaborate on is jobs for people, you know, so we don't have to be suffering in the way that we have in the past, discriminatory situations in workplaces, but having businesses and institutions of our own where we've got our own working and everything that's involved in that. Sister Nanana, we've got just in the interest of time, would you go ahead? We wanted to briefly talk about upcoming things with Us Lifting Us. Would you give us some insights on some of the things that's coming forward in the very near future with Us Lifting Us?
The major sorry, I've had placed the microphone a little too far away. One of the major things that we want to make sure that the listening audience is aware of, and that is that the launching of the ULU Chalkiku, which means university, the ULU University is scheduled to be launched on September 22nd of this year. We encourage all of you to watch your email for information or to check the ULU website for information so that you can take part in the ULU Chalkiku. Take advantage of this great opportunity to educate yourself concerning cooperative economics. We are offering classes three times a week for our membership so that you can really learn in depth what cooperative economics is all about, how that fits with our overall ventures that we are going into globally, and you'll also have an opportunity to learn about the difference between cooperative economics and capitalism. So we're very excited about opening the university and hope that all of our membership will take place, will take advantage of that.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. And at this point, Sister Nanana, in the, with the time that we have, family, we definitely ask that you stay in touch with us, lifting us, and look forward to any media information that we put out concerning the university that's starting September the 22nd. And it would be communication to the existing Us Lifting Us members. And if you're not a member, certainly you are welcome to apply for membership. And Sister Nanana, would you, in continuing the discussion of unity, would you give us some insights and some information on the how of unity?
Well, how to help to start generating unity. One of the biggest things around how, pretty straightforward and to the point, is to become active. So what that's about is for each of us to take a clear and definite action step in bringing about this cooperative model that we're talking about. First of all, if you have not joined ULU, join ULU. All of the details for becoming a member are on the website, www.usliftingus.com. Click on the Join tab. And then the next thing after that is to take an active role by sharing and volunteering your time and talents for one of the committees. We have a membership committee. We have a business research and development committee. We have committees for media and marketing. We have a committee that works on our annual members meeting and convention. And all of these, you know, we need staff to assist with all of these. So unity does not happen where there is no actual human activity going on. And so we need to have your input, your ingenuity, your energy, your brain power to help make these things work. We also need help to launch our newest information outreach. That's called the New Reality Forum. This is going to be a forum that's going to showcase our membership from all around the globe and different things that are happening on a global perspective in dealing with the new environment that we're in. So each of these committees and these ventures has an impact on the movement forward of ULU. Your time and your talent are both needed and welcomed. Joining and becoming active are essential components of unity. Nothing happens to bring us together if we don't take a step and make that action happen. So your energy definitely will contribute to the success of the ULU power model. Cooperative economics is our foundation for building unity and provides us with actual protection to sustain our current and our future livelihood. So if, in fact, you've been sitting on the sidelines, please make a decision to become active and to step into a position in one of these areas or committees that I've just previously mentioned. And thank you, Brother Thurman, for the opportunity to share that.
Okay. And thank you, Sister Nanana. And to wrap up the conversation and the which the topic was unity, learn the what, the when, how, and why. In wrapping up this tonight's conversation, would you delve into the why?
Yes, thank you. And that's a deep question, Brother Thurman. Why? Why take these steps? Why take this action? Why do we need the power plan, the power blueprint that ULU is offering? So we need this plan to implement cooperative economics in the Black community. Very simply put, because we want to live. We don't want to just exist, but to truly live in an environment that reflects who we are and in an environment that nurtures who we are. We should no longer accept the crumbs and allow ourselves to be misused by what I consider to be an updated form of slavery. It's called being an employee, especially in corporate America. We want to be owners of our labor and owners of the profit that's made from our labor. We're doing this because we love ourselves enough and respect ourselves enough to no longer participate in our own exploitation. We understand the difference between capitalism and cooperative economics, and we choose the cooperative model because it allows us to pass on to future generations not just a storybook legacy, but an actual living, breathing, working system that ensures our financial stability. Why we are doing this, to take it one step further, we are doing this because there is a spirit within us that is driving us, guiding us, requiring us to do this work, and we are being obedient to the call of the ancestors. We're doing this because to do otherwise would be disrespectful to those who have walked these paths before us. We're doing this because we dare to win. We do. We're putting ourselves out there, and we dare to win. So thank you for the opportunity, Brother Thurman.
Thank you, Sister Nanana, and I'm sure all of the callers, listeners, the ancestors, our people would thank you. And in this segment, you started off saying that's a deep subject, and what you presented right there is part of a book, and you took us deep and right straight to the point, and very well written from deep within your spirit mind. And family, we're going to wrap up for this Thursday. We're here every Thursday from 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 10 p.m. And once again, Sister Nanana, thank you for exploring with us this evening on the topic of unity, what, when, how, and why. And we look forward to another conversation brought to you by Us Lifting Us, and looking forward to having Sister Nanana back on to take us into some more deep thought. And we will be with your family once again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.